Prologue, Parking Lot 1976. The future. All the stores at the Dock Mall in Stratford, Connecticut were closed for the night, except for the fresh and clean laundromat. My mom was inside the laundromat, wearing blue jeans and a brown winter jacket that she'd bought at the Salvation Army for $5. She stood at a cracked linoleum counter underneath flickering fluorescent lights, smoking a Winston cigarette and folding clothes. Some of the clothes were ours, and some belonged to our neighbors, who sometimes would pay us to wash and fold their laundry. On this March night, the storefronts were dark. The parking lot was empty except for our silver Chevy Vega and one other car. The cold was wet and heavy, and the piles of snow in the corners of the parking lot had turned gray and were melting in the rain. Every 2 weeks, I'd find myself at the dock, doing laundry with my mom. I would help her or just sit on the fiberglass shell chairs in the laundromat and watch the giant dryers spinning in their fast, lopsided way. My mom had been unemployed for over a year, and her last relationship had ended when her boyfriend tried to stab her to death. Sometimes I would find her crying while she folded the neighbor's clothes. She would be folding furiously, a cigarette lodged in her mouth, tears falling onto the neighbor's t-shirts. I was 10 years old. After helping her sort laundry, I would usually go outside and walk around the empty parking lot. I would wander behind the mall, past the loading docks and the rusting dumpsters, and walk down to the ruined dock that gave the mall its name. The dock was black and burned. At some point, it had a purpose, but now it just sat stoic and resigned in the dark Housatonic River. Sometimes, if I was lucky, I'd see giant river rats scurrying in and out of the holes in the mud.